welcome to Thriving as a Physician, the podcast that teaches you to thrive in your weight loss and life while juggling a packed physician schedule, because you deserve to thrive. Each week, I share sustainable, enjoyable tools that work in your busy life so that you can reach all of your goals faster with more confidence. Everything in this podcast is backed by my experience as an obesity medicine physician, years of coaching physicians on weight loss and eating, and my own personal weight loss journey. Let's get thriving. This podcast contains general educational information on weight loss for physicians. I am not providing medical advice, and listening to this podcast does not create a physician-patient relationship. This podcast does not replace the need for consultation with a licensed professional, and no information should be relied upon unless you have obtained specific advice or treatment from myself or another physician. Please review the terms and conditions located at www.weightsolutionsforphysicians.ca before continuing. Hello and welcome to episode 286 of the Thriving as a Physician podcast. I'm your host, Siobhan Key. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, we're going to talk about how to deal with tough stuff. Now, the reality is, throughout life, you are going to deal with tough stuff. Some of it is going to be related to being a physician. It's going to be tough stuff that happens to you in your career. And some of it's going to be related to just being a human being, that there will be tough stuff that happens to you through your life. And historically, a lot of physicians, when tough stuff happens, it's a big trigger for weight gain or weight regain. I've talked to tons of physicians over the years where they had lost weight, were feeling pretty good with how they had lost weight, and then something happened. Some tough thing in their life happened, a loss, an illness, an injury, pandemic, and the weight gain came back, or the weight came back. And so what I think about this as a skill and why I wanted to record this is that long-term weight management, so feeling that you're honoring your health, eating healthy, managing your eating, losing weight if that's what you want, and then keeping it off, a really important piece of that is going to be knowing what to do when tough stuff happens to you. And when I'm saying tough stuff, I'm saying those things that hit you deep emotionally, where it's like you got hit in the chest by something that happened, and it results in challenging emotions that you are carrying around. Exactly what your tough stuff is, it's going to vary. It's going to change throughout your life. You will deal with multiple different tough things. And that's a reality of being human. And I think that's why this is so important to think about and think about, well, how would I manage that? So that it doesn't have to be the thing that then makes you also feel like you're unsuccessful in your weight journey. And I say it that way because I know that's how it feels when you've regained weight, you have a big life event and you end up regaining weight. It feels like you are at fault and you've done something wrong, and you absolutely haven't. It makes total sense that people regain weight or gain more weight when tough stuff happens in their life, when they're faced with big emotions that there's not an easy way out of. It makes sense. So it's, if this has happened to you before, it's not failure. But I think there are things we can do to be kinder to ourselves, and ultimately that helps you be more successful. So the reason why I'm recording this podcast now is I'm dealing with some tough stuff. It's honestly been a tough year on multiple levels, and it feels like every time kind of one thing gets sorted or we get our feet back on the ground, there's another thing. And the most recent thing is that my father-in-law has just received an unfortunate and very sad diagnosis, and that's created a lot of sadness. And I know that more is coming. It's not going to be just a one and done. And so I've been thinking about this, about, okay, what am I going to do? How do I manage this? And I've been watching myself, how I have wanted to manage it, and watching myself have this experience. And I think it's an important topic to talk about. It's maybe one we don't talk enough about, you know, in our culture, big emotions are often shied away from, right? Like if you know somebody's grieving, something, having big emotions, it's sometimes hard to know what to say. And sometimes that ends up, we pull away. And when you have your own big emotions, tough emotions that you don't really want to be feeling, it's easy to just shy away from it and hope that you can escape it. But the reality of being human is we can't escape our emotions. Life is partly fantastic, amazing things that bring joy and connection and love. And life is partly tough experiences where there is loss, there is sadness, sometimes anger, sometimes conflict. And we never get to only have the good stuff. That's not the way life works. That's not what being a human looks like. There will always be the positive things and then also the negative things. And honestly, we probably wouldn't want it any other way. On the surface, we're like, man, if I could just not feel these things that hurt so much, then life would be so much better. But the reason why the good stuff feels so good is because we, in our human experience, know the other side of it. We know what it's like when stuff does not feel good. And it's the balance between the two that, and the contrast between the two that actually makes the good things feel so good, right? Like if you think of today's like a bright blue sunny day, and when you finally have a bright blue sunny day after having a bunch of days where it's dreary and cloudy and gray, it feels amazing. If you have a whole lot of bright sunny days in a row, it doesn't feel as amazing. It's the same thing with our emotions. And I bring that up just because the goal never is to not have the negative stuff. The negative stuff will happen. And the contrast of having those experiences will make the good stuff feel better. Still doesn't feel good when you're in the bad stuff, though, right? It still feels really shitty. And you, when you're in it, I don't blame you if you wish you could not be in it. Absolutely. That's normal. That's human. Totally right there with you right now. So my thoughts about what to do. The first thing is wanting to escape the tough emotions or the circumstance that is happening that's creating those emotions is normal. It's normal to just want to get away from it. And I think the really hard thing, especially when we're talking about things like grief or sadness, that over situations that aren't just short-lived, where that emotion's around for a long time, is you can want to escape it, but you also know that it's still going to be there. It's not just like, oh, this is, you know, I'm feeling a little anxious today, I'm going to try and shift myself out of it and then I'll feel better. The difference with these is that, you know, yeah, I really want to escape it. I don't want to feel so sad. I don't want to feel whatever the tough emotions you're feeling, and that's normal. But there's also this, I want to say heaviness or just this acknowledgement, I think, but it's still going to be there. And in our situation, I know this, the sadness and everything that we're dealing with is going to come in waves. It's the beginning of this week was really hard. Feeling slightly better. That's why I can record this without ending up in tears. But there's going to be other times where there's going to be tough days. It's going to come back. And wanting to escape it is normal. It's also okay if you try to escape it. In these settings where there's nothing else that will get rid of that emotion, in those settings, if your brain is like, I just want to have something to eat to try to feel better, I think that's fine. That's normal. You know, there's emotions that are so hard for our brain to grapple with and to think of other ways to feel better, that sometimes the right decision might be, yeah, right now I'm going to eat to try to feel better. And I know that it's not going to change the situation, but I may feel better for a short period of time. And I've totally done that through this past week. It happens when I'm recording this. Easter just finished. And normally I don't really eat many of the chocolate Easter eggs. Totally used to eat all of the chocolate Easter eggs, especially the cream eggs, if you're listening. But the work I've done on how I relate to food and how I think about those things, normally they don't really bother me. We buy them for the kids. They can be in the house. I'll have one or two. It's fine. This year, though, I intentionally have eaten more chocolate Easter eggs, knowing that they don't fix the situation, but wanting to just have a little bit of comfort in times where it's been hard to think of anything else to bring comfort. So it's okay to want to escape. It's okay if you do try to use food to escape. What I would suggest is talking to yourself in a way of, okay, right now I am just going to try and get a break and I'm going to eat this food to see if it helps. But also letting yourself know that the food is not going to get rid of this, because nothing does. And the food, no matter what emotion you're trying to fix with food, it's a brief fix. It does help momentarily, right? Or else we wouldn't do it. But it's a brief fix. And so speaking to yourself of, you know, these are tough days. Right now I may choose to eat this food to try to feel better, but I might not always make that choice. And I always encourage just being kind of curious, not blaming yourself. You're already in a tough situation if you're using these tips. Do not start being mean to yourself about food you have eaten. Like, do not do that. I'm getting angry at the thought that I know some of you will do that. Don't add to what you're going through by blaming yourself about eating. It's fine if you choose to eat something to try to feel better. It's fine if you eat junk food, fast food, candy, whatever it is, to try to feel better. It's okay. It won't always feel like this and you won't always make those choices. But do not also then get mad at yourself and tell yourself you're failing. You are a human being who's hurting, who's going through something really tough. Don't add to it by how you speak to yourself. If there is ever a time where you need to speak to yourself in the way that you would talk to a good friend, somebody you care about, this is now. You are a person who needs to have yourself speak lovingly and supportive to yourself. What you eat now is not going to make a big difference down the road. No matter how much you go, quote unquote, off the wagon, or however you want to say it to yourself, it's all fixable. You can figure it out down the road when you're feeling better. Now is not the time to try to use tough love. It will only make you feel worse, and you don't deserve that. You are a human being who's hurting, who's dealing with hard things right now. You deserve support. You deserve love. You deserve compassion. Even if you don't totally agree with your choices, doesn't mean you don't deserve compassion. Really give that a think. And if you're not dealing with something tough right now, try to store that away. You need to remember that the next time something hard comes up in your life. That's the one thing that I get so mad at diet culture for giving us, for telling us that when we choose food because things are so hard that we can't think of anything else, that we should also then get mad at ourselves and say horribly mean things to ourselves about that choice. It's not fair. It doesn't help. It makes it harder to actually figure out what you need. It makes it harder for you to get back to your healthy eating. It makes you more likely to feel like you're spiraling out of control. It does nothing to help, and you do not deserve that. I don't care what the weight set, what your scale says. I don't care how your clothes fit. I don't care how much food you ate. I don't care what type of food you ate. You do not deserve to pile onto yourself when you're already struggling. Please, please remember that. Second thing. So the first one, we're talking escape is normal. Wanting to escape, it's okay if you try. But I encourage you to also remind yourself that it's not going to be the fix, that this emotion is still going to be there. And sometimes we do just have to accept that for whatever chunk of time, we are going to be navigating it with this emotion in tow. Number two, my suggestion is leave your superhero ideals at the door. We as physicians really want to fix everything. We also feel that we cannot stop or slow down because of things happening in our life. And I got to tell you, when you're dealing with something big, when there is a loss or there's a big event that has you feeling deep emotions, that is your time to be a human being, not a physician. I'm not saying you have to quit work, but you deserve, if you need it, if you need some space, and you probably do, I'm saying that because I know lots of our heads, no, I can keep going. I can keep doing this. Yeah, you may be able to keep going, but is it kind? Is it safe for you to keep going long term? Or will you pay that price at some point? Recognizing that when you are dealing with something big in your personal life, maybe you need to say no to things in your professional life. Maybe in those moments, you can't be everything to everybody. You can't take care of every single person that you come across, and that's okay. It doesn't mean anything other than you are a human being. And when big stuff happens, we need to just give ourselves permission to be human beings. Expecting ourselves to continue to work at a high pace, say yes to everything that's asked of us, which we so often do, and also carry whatever tough thing is going on in your life with you, with the grief or the sadness or the worry and anxiety, whatever it is, may not be fair. It may not be fair to you. And it may amplify how hard this feels. Sometimes what you need is just space to be you, space to rest, to have an extra nap. That's what I did on Wednesday of this week. It was busy, busy few days. And then Wednesday was my first day where I wasn't scheduled in the office, and told myself, like, this is my day to crash. And so I napped. I did not do much productive work, and that was okay. That was intentional, and it was needed. It's so easy to, as a physician, especially when we're dealing with health issues in ourselves or in loved ones, that we take on a different role, right? As a physician who is dealing with medical issues on a personal level, being yourself or family members, often we are in the role of trying to navigate for everybody else, making sure everybody else understands what's going on, making sure that we're advocating for ourselves or the loved one. But there's also this part where we're anticipating. We kind of see what the map might look like more so than the people around us, which I think is tough. That's hard to have that knowledge and be a few steps ahead sometimes about what things might be coming down the road compared to everybody else. So it's easy to be in that role of let's take care of everybody else around us. And sometimes you just need to be just the human being that's dealing with what you're dealing with and give yourself a break from being the fixer, the support, the strong person that tries to make sure everybody else is okay. It's okay to be in that role. I think it is an important role that we play in our families as physicians, but it's an extra role. It has energy attached to it. It has extra worries, extra mental drain attached to it. And sometimes just giving yourself permission not to be the physician who is helping a family navigate, but just being the person who is experiencing this. And, you know, as I say this, am I in the navigating role? 100%. I've tried during this week to kind of have some days where I let loose, but there is an element where I need to know what's happening. I need to know what the plan is. I need to kind of have the layout so that I can be thinking about how is this going to go? What things do we need to be planning and thinking about? And I don't think there's any way to escape that. And honestly, I think in this setting, it's an important role that I can offer my father-in-law and my husband and the rest of the family, that I can be there and help with this role. But also, I am really working on creating space to just be the family member, to just go and talk and not end up talking medical stuff, because it's very easy for that to happen. So letting yourself put the superhero ideals and role to the side and just being like, right now, I'm a human being who's dealing with something hard. What is it that I need? How can I create space for myself to experience this? Because there is no rushing. Shoving it down and pretending it's not happening, not experiencing those emotions, I think is harder on you in the long run. Though you can choose, right? Everybody gets to choose how they manage their emotions. But it is easy as a physician, too, to go to overworking as a way of managing hard stuff. so we don't actually have to think about the hard stuff. And I don't think that's necessarily kind to our human selves. Again, you get to choose how you manage it, but just being aware when you are doing that, that that's why you're doing it, I think is better than just feeling like you can't take a break, that you can't let yourself feel the emotion, that you can't let yourself fall apart. If you're choosing to just overwork and stay really focused on that side of things so that you don't have to fall apart, it's totally fine. I would just be honest with yourself about it, because depending what you're dealing with, if it's something big, you're probably going to fall apart at some point. We can delay it by overworking and trying to pretend it's not happening or just trying not to feel the feelings. When we think about from an eating and weight standpoint, it's probably going to have a bigger impact, because if you're listening to this podcast, there's probably a good chance one of the ways you use to not feel feelings and to shove things down is to eat. And like I said earlier on, that's totally fine. Like if that's your choice, you absolutely can do that and do not blame yourself for it. But if that's the only way you're dealing with the emotion and you're doing it on an ongoing basis, I think that's when we run into struggles with eating and weight, where once the event is over in your life, once you're through to the other side, you feel like you have a lot to deal with because of the eating. I think personally, what I work towards and I think is a really good skill, though, as I say this, is hard because we have not actually been taught to feel our emotions. And as physicians, we've been taught the other side of it, of how do you shove down emotions and keep going? We're really, really good at that. That's been taught to us and we actually need to do it at work. So, but then we start applying it to our life. So giving yourself permission to practice feeling the emotion, dipping in and out to what is going on for me in my body. What am I feeling right now? You don't have to stay there. You don't have to end up feeling like you're stuck in the emotion, but giving yourself permission that even if you're trying to escape it through different activities, still also try to feel it sometimes. Feel it to the extent that it feels safe to feel it. Emotions won't hurt you, and sometimes pushing them down and trying not to experience them actually makes them more uncomfortable, makes them last longer. But play with it and see what works for you. The third piece of advice I have is prioritize supporting yourself. This kind of ties into number two in that it's really easy to think about everybody else around you, all the roles that you need to play, all the things that you should be doing, and forget to support ourselves. We do that on a daily basis. Not so good at supporting ourselves, most of us as physicians. Really easy to sacrifice ourselves in terms of work. But when you realize, okay, I'm dealing with something big here. This is a life event that is going to impact me in a lot of different ways, and it's going to be impacting me for a while. What that means is you are a human being who's working in a very high demand career and also dealing with a very challenging personal situation. You need support. Often we don't offer ourselves the support. We figure when it's over, we can then figure ourselves out. Or we focus on the people around us that we see need support. But in order to continue in those roles, in order to stay healthy, and when I'm saying healthy, I'm meaning more mentally healthy, we need to support ourselves. I always think of self-care type stuff as like a dose response thing. So if the level of stress, if the level of challenges that you're facing in your life goes up, our self-care level needs to go up to match it. Just like if we're treating hypertension, if somebody's blood pressure goes up, we increase the blood pressure dose, the antihypertensive dose, right? What normally happens is when stress in your life goes up, busy, you know, more demands on your time, you're busier, the self-care piece drops. Maybe it goes away all entirely. And this, you may have heard me talk about this on the podcast through the fall, but I had a real bad patch of burnout in the fall after having a year of working in my medical practice a lot more than what I had been, and really got burnt out. And when I started to improve enough to reflect on it, what I realized is I'd pushed myself hard from a work standpoint, and I'd stopped supporting myself because I felt I didn't have time. So I didn't do any of the self-care stuff. I wasn't exercising as regularly. I wasn't journaling. I wasn't talking to my coach on a regular basis. I'd really just stopped supporting myself. And that comes back to that superhero ideal of I expected myself, I was like, yeah, okay, we got to do more in the office, no problem. I'm going to step up to it. And stepped into that superhero role of like, let's save it. Let's make sure everything gets done. But I did that at a cost of all of the things I would normally do to support myself. And initially it felt fine. Felt like I was managing it. Felt like, you know what, doing okay. Eventually there was a price to pay for it. And once I realized I was in trouble, it was already too late. And it took a long time to dig out of that. Still, I'm not bad right now, but I'm still working on it and I'm still very aware of it. So that's where this time around, I'm really thinking, okay, how do I support myself through this? And I'm not expecting myself to be perfect, nor do I expect you to be perfect, but at least entertaining the question and identifying that supporting yourself so you can continue whatever you're dealing with long term, just entertaining that is important. We often don't even entertain it. We don't even think of our own needs. And I think that's partly just, you know, how we've been trained, right? Like as a physician, you need to react in a crisis and you can't be thinking about your own shit when you're doing it. Like if somebody codes, you are it. And that is the thing you are thinking about. Doesn't matter if you have to go washroom. Doesn't matter if you haven't eaten. Doesn't matter if you're supposed to phone your kids. In that, that is what you are doing until that is done. We're used to reacting to crisis in that way. And so it feels very natural to do it. And you know what? It's okay when it's these like short-term little crises, like, you know, a critically ill patient, one of your kids breaks an arm or something, and you have to react in that way. But when it's bigger stuff in your life that's going to last longer and is going to keep going longer, that reaction is not helpful. That going into the crisis mode and just focusing on making sure everything's getting done, it's not helpful. It doesn't give you space to be human. And I really think in these situations, when something big is happening in your life, you need space just to be a human being who is hurting. Just allowing yourself to do that is so important long term to be able to take care of yourself as a human being. Because we all know when tough stuff happens, it's not usually just like it's here for a bit and then everything's peachy keen fine. Most stuff, there's emotions ongoing afterwards to deal with. And we need to think from the beginning, when you identify that something big is happening, we need to think from the beginning about how can you support yourself long term? What is it that you need? What is it that will help you keep your strength up, help you keep your mental health reasonably good? What is it that you need? It might look different as you go through whatever's happening in your life. What you need at the beginning might be different from what you need at the middle, what you need at the end. I think the really important thing is that you just keep asking yourself that question. What is it that I need to do to support myself? Because you are worthy of supporting yourself. It is important to support yourself. You impact so many lives in a day that if you're not supported, you can't support those people that you're trying to help. And I'm not saying that's the reason to support yourself. I think you should support yourself because you deserve it. But as a physician, when we burn out, when we push ourselves to the point where we cannot function anymore, it impacts other people. The people that we were pushing ourselves for often, when we're pushing ourselves thinking we can't stop because patients need us, when we go beyond our abilities and hit the burnout, hit depression, hit whatever it is, we then can't support them at all. And I think it's way better to just from the beginning, maybe carve out extra time for yourself. That might mean you don't see as many patients in a day, might mean you have to talk to your practice partners or your call group or colleagues in your hospital group and tell them what's going on in your life and carve out some extra space. But having that extra space, giving yourself permission to be human, to support yourself as you go through this, is going to be important long term, and it's going to keep you functional as you go through this. I hope that, you know, supporting yourself means that you may not hit a really tough patch afterwards where it feels like you're paying a price, like what I was talking about earlier. You never know. nothing in life is predictable, but it at least has a chance of preventing that type of stuff. The other reason to support yourself, and I think this is a smaller reason, even though this podcast is about eating and weight, is if you're not supporting yourself, guess how your brain's going to try and support yourself? It's not that you go without support. Our brains do not exist in discomfort for extended periods of time without trying to fix it. And if you're not intentionally creating space to feel better in some way or do something that helps support you, your brain's going to, and chances are it's going to be that your eating feels like it gets more out of control. And like I said, totally fine if that's what happens, but it might not be what you want long term. And the biggest risk of that is that that then makes you, because you feel out of control, makes you start getting mean to yourself about your eating, which then makes you feel worse, then makes it harder to be kind to yourself with what you're going through. And again, that's just a total shame. All right. I hope that this episode has been helpful. Like I said, I'm working on this as I go through it. I don't have all the answers, and I don't think anybody has all the answers. Going through hard things is one of the human experiences that you never know what it's going to look like. And the biggest thing is just being willing to support yourself as you go through it, willing to adapt if your needs change as you go through it. If you are dealing with something tough, you know, my heart goes out to you. And I hope that you can find space to support yourself or reach out to people who can help support you. And I wish you all the best. If you have any thoughts or questions, please email me at info@weightsolutionsforphysicians.ca. And if you're a physician and you really are struggling with your eating, you're feeling frustrated with your weight, it doesn't have to feel that way. You do not need another diet. It's not going to be the answer, especially if you're feeling out of control with your eating around something big that's been happening in your life. You need to have better tools that help you understand why you eat when you do. That's the answer for physicians, is we have to, it's not that we need to tell ourselves, oh, I need to eat more salads and I need to stop eating the crap. It's we have to understand, why is the crap so attractive? Why does it make me feel so out of control? And how can I take that control back without actually working harder? And I know that might sound a little bit like a big stretch, but it is absolutely possible. It's what I do every day. You can lose weight, you can reach your goals, you can feel relaxed around food without obsessing about it, trust yourself around food, and it can also feel really good while you do it. And all of that together helps make it sustainable. So you're not losing weight worrying about when it's going to catch up to you. It's about changing how you approach managing your weight so that you are confident that when this type of stuff happens in your life, you've got it. You know how to manage it. You can figure it out. That's the difference between using a coaching approach, which is what I teach, versus just having another diet. I always think of it, it's like the give a man a fish, he eats for a day, teach him how to fish, he eats for life. This is the eating for life version of managing your weight and your eating. And eating good food for life, enjoying it, and also feeling healthy and good in your body. If you want help, I'm here to help. Head over to my website, weightsolutionsforphysicians.ca, click on the Work With Me tab, and fill out an application, and you and I can talk. There's no obligation to the application. It's just simply an opportunity for us to talk about your goals and how I can best help you. All right. Have a great day, guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.